Welcome to the BAM podcast. That's right, BAM, business and money instead of bitching and moaning. This is the 2.0 version of the top three podcast, True Underdog. This will give you an inside look at building a business, overcoming business and personal issues, and most of all, not bitching and buying into this bitch-ass cancel culture lifestyle. I'm tired of it. I'm sure you're tired of it. Take it from me, who I've built three companies and have done over $1 billion in sales in my time. You're going to hear from cool-ass guests as well on my show. You have zero time to bitch, time to make your move. Let's fucking go. Bam. Bam. I'm Jason Waller here with that BAM podcast. That's business and money podcast. That's right. No bitching and moaning. The business and money podcast, top four entrepreneur podcast, only 6 weeks into this show. So appreciative to all the fans out there, the listeners, the supporters, the believers, the ones who want to change the game. This show's a special show. I'm calling this one Bet on You. That's right. It's time to bet on you. How many fucking times are you sitting there clapping for everybody else, high-fiving everybody else, getting excited because that's the kind of person you need to be about everybody else succeeding and doing things in life? Happens all the time. We all can raise our hand. We do that. But sometimes you spend too much time watching motherfuckers do shit and you're not spending enough of time doing your own shit. It's time for you to do your own shit. It's time for you to get out there, look in the mirror and start betting on that person you see. It's time for you to start believing in yourself. Nobody else is going to have to do this for you. This is your life. This is your game. This is your production. This is your experience. This is your map. What are you going to do about it? I am a big believer in encourage people, inspire people, believe in people, uplift people, all important. Don't get this twisted. But what I'm saying is if you spend all your time doing that and nothing for yourself, you'll never grow. You have to do shit for you. We're going to have this conversation right now, okay? Last year, how many of us spent so much fucking energy on shit that just failed you, abandoned you, left you down, hanging short? I'm telling you, we have to start all over right now and quit doing that shit. There's people out there that are just wasting your time. There are jobs out there that are just fucking wasting your time. You have to believe in yourself. You have to risk everything that you're willing to risk. You have to take chances. You have to put in the work and you have to believe in you. I talked about it on shows before, you know, confidence and arrogance. And I ride that fine fucking line because I got to love me some me and you got to love you some you. That's important because how many times you sit there and people say, you know, if I work so much and I'm busting my ass and I'm not there to take care of my kids, you know, I'm a bad father because I'm working my ass off. I'm a bad mom because I'm doing that. I think it's abuse if you don't do that. I think it's fucking horrible if you don't do that. Because then they're going to say, well, look, mom or dad, you didn't accomplish anything. It's okay. You're setting their expectations fucking low. You're telling them it's okay to fucking not pursue your dreams. You're telling them it's okay to not get off your ass and put in the work. You're telling them it's okay to not go take chances. Who the fuck wants to tell your kids that? You're going to look at your kids and say, hey, it's not okay to follow your dreams, Jimmy. There's no way you can do it. Listen, Tommy, that's never going to happen. Don't even waste your time. Like, you don't want to be that person. You want to be the person that they can believe in, that they can model their life from, that they can look up to, that they can say, you know what? My dad works his ass off and he's not here a lot, but he makes those moments and memories matter. But at least he's out fucking pursuing his dreams. He's working his ass off. He loves what he does. He's passionate about what he does. He inspires others. He inspires himself. I fucking want to do that. Look, my dad can accomplish all these things or my mom. The sky is the limit. I'm not boxed in. When you fucking give up on yourself, you're giving up on your fucking kids. They listen. They pay attention. So I think it's just as bad. People give me a fucking bullshit excuse of, well, I've got kids and I got to be there to raise them. Are you fucking serious? First of all, most kids go to school, like, you know, the age is fucking four on because you got preschool. So there's time for you to go fucking hustle. And look, you can make enough money to pay for daycare, get a babysitter, ask family to help out. I'm not telling you to fucking not be there and see your kids. I'm telling you, if that's what it takes to get to the next level where you only get to see your kids, see Jimmy and Tommy for a couple hours a fucking night before you put them to bed, do some prayer with them, kiss them goodnight, then that's fucking fine if you're grinding and pursuing your dreams and building, you know, what you're wanting to build and achieving your goals. But if you just work a 9-to-5 and you come home bitching and complaining, my back hurts, hate my fucking job, my boss is an asshole, blah, 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 they're going to be like, oh. And then you're like, and they see that it was okay to not do anything. They see it was okay to just fucking have a dead-end job. And I'm not saying some of those people out there just work 9-to-5, you're bad people. But I'm saying that that's what fucking makes you happy, fucking tickles your fancy, good for you. I'm talking to the motherfuckers that it doesn't tickle their fancy. I'm talking to the motherfuckers that want to make a difference in their life and don't want to settle and don't want to box themselves in, but want to fucking be the best at whatever it is they can be. Those are the people I'm fucking talking to. Those are the people who need to listen the fuck up. I know some of you right now are like, damn, is he fucking for real? Yes, I'm fucking for real. Your kids should see you pursuing your motherfucking dreams. Your kids should see you busting your ass, doing everything you've got to do, claw, fight, pinch, bite, pull, kick, fucking elbow, whatever you've got to do to succeed in life, busting your ass. They got to see that. And they got to see you climb the fucking hill. Because if they don't, and you tell them, hey, it's okay, it's fine, it's what I'm doing, then don't fucking get mad when that's all they do. You know, it's like a kid that fucking shows his ass and cries and yelling for fucking candy. And when they get candy, they fucking act like assholes and you're mad. That's why you give them candy. Like, don't feed your fucking kid candy. Like, that's why they act like an asshole. You just continue to give them bullshit. And then when you don't give them bullshit, they act like an asshole and you're mad that they want the bullshit you gave them. It's no different. Okay, how you raise your kids is you want to teach them, my opinion, of course. You want to teach them that you're supposed to, pursue your dreams. You're supposed to achieve some goals. You're supposed to get some wins. Not all of us get wins all the time. Fuck, I'm going through a major fucking loss, dude. A major loss that was out of my control. But I'm not fucking sitting and bellyaching. Yeah, I take shots at those fucks in Wisconsin, Generic. Of course I do. Because what they did was fucking criminal. It was wrong. It was fraudulent. It was lies. It was bullshit. They cost, you know, over 2,500 people their fucking jobs. They've already shut 5 companies down. I can go on a whole fucking thing. But I don't waste my fucking energy. I share the information so people know. And I make sure those motherfuckers know that I'm not going anywhere. But I still have to pursue my dreams. I still have to bust my ass. I still don't get home on time. I still work late. And my kids know that when I come home, it's like, hey, we're going to do family dinner, even if it's 7:30 or 8. Or, hey, I'm going to order ice cream. I love ice cream. Okay, don't judge. And we're going to do this. Or, hey, we're going to watch a movie. Or, hey, let's watch some YouTube together. Yeah, we fucking watch YouTube together. That's right. You know, whatever. Make it count. I take my kids to school. That's a lot of the time for me to you know, talk to London and Christian and be able to talk about life and hear what the fuck's going on. Like, that's good for me. Moments and memories matter, not the fucking hours you spend with them. But so, well, if I'm not there to teach them, they're watching you. They're paying attention to what you're doing. There's 4 things you cannot get back in life, ever. The words after you say it, you can say sorry, but you can't get it back. Think about that. You say something to somebody, you can apologize. I'm guilty of this too, because I am, you know, most people have gears. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm 1, 2, 3. Fuck you. Let's go. Right. And I take medication to calm me down because I'm wired and high strung and ready to fuck somebody up, you know, every fucking day and twice on Sunday. And I, you know, parts of me hates that I'm that way and I'm like working on it. And parts of me loves that I'm that way because I got high energy and I'm ready to fucking go. Now, a quick word from our sponsors. I can't change what God did. That's how God made me. So I'm going to take my attributes and my skill set, and I'm going to do the best I can with it. I can try to control the demon side of it, the angry side, the frustrated side, the side that just goes 1, 2, fuck, let's go, and control that. But I'm guilty, just as some of you are, saying shit that you just can't take back. You can't get it back in life. You can say something, and you can say sorry, and most people forgive you, and it is good to forgive. So I'm encouraging everybody to forgive everybody. But you can't take it back. You already said it. So that's the first thing you can't take back in life. Second thing is an opportunity after it's missed. How many times do you kick yourself in the ass saying, fuck, I should have done that? Well, I try not to do that at all. Like, even with this situation with Generac, you know, people are like, hey, what are the best things? What things you should have done differently? I don't know if there is anything I could have done differently. I mean, yeah, I should have done, you know, did not trusted Generac as much as I did. And I should have got in front of this by talking to the media earlier than instead of listening to our PR about, look, just let us respond, you know, with no comment. Like, all of that shit I should have done. But I don't waste my energy or time that I can't get back, which is number three. And I'm going to get that in a second. I don't waste that energy and time that I can't get back in the what ifs or should I have or could I have. That's bullshit. But all of us still fucking seep into that sometimes and go, fuck, what do I miss that? I should have done that. Fuck, maybe I should have finished that real estate class. And like, dude, we all go there. Don't. Because you can't get it the fuck back. So what good is it about bringing it up, making you fucking bothered? It's not positive. You need positive things in your life to make you feel good. You need to have positive affirmations and manifestation of taking things to the next level. Not the woulda, shoulda, coulda, howa, I missed a, you know, all that bullshit needs to just go out the window. But an opportunity missed, you don't get back. Might be a similar opportunity, but not that opportunity. So you need to watch for unicorns. Yeah, unicorns. Major opportunities are unicorns. If it's intriguing enough, you need to look at it and then make a decision. And you got to make quick decisions. Don't sit in the mud and go back and forth. And then when you make a decision, don't would I, should I, could I, what I, you know, don't go back. Well, what if I done this? You can't live like that. And you're not giving your decision or your opportunity or whatever it is you've decided a real chance. So pay attention to unicorns. Pay attention to certain opportunities. That opportunity could be a relationship. You may not get that back. So conquer those opportunities when you can, if they're meaningful to you. Number three that you can't get back is time after it's gone. That's right. So that's where you get conflicted feelings of, well, Jay, I'm at work all the fucking time. I ain't seeing my kids. You're absolutely fucking right. But you got to ask yourself, is sitting with your kids while they're playing on their phones or they're fucking upstairs doing whatever or whatever it is you're doing for 4 or 5 hours a night. I'm sure you guys aren't just doing family time for 4 or 5 hours a night when you get home. Okay. That, I mean, if you do, fucking wow, congratulations. But I don't think that happens in normal USA. Okay. But those hours that you're working and they see that, that's noticeable. And then you're providing for them. You know how people say, well, dude, you know, you make a lot of money. And, you know, you need to, you give a lot of money away. Well, if you don't make money, you can't give money away. It takes money to do philanthropy. It takes money to give back. You just don't fucking naturally give back. You got to make money. It's the same thing. You've got to be able to provide for your family so you can have those moments and memories where you're not sitting at the table. What do? You're taking them to the beach or you're buying them something cool. You can play with them. Or you're taking them to a football game. Moments and memories matter. So you're going to have to be able to deal with the part of, hey, what's more important right now? I am never saying abandon your kids and go work. Fuck you. That's not what I'm fucking saying. I'm saying that if it takes you a few more hours a day to bust your ass, it takes you a little bit more time from your family, from your spouse, from your kids to fucking get out there and accomplish your goals and provide for them and them see that you're trying to fucking be successful and bust your ass, that long term will be better for your kids than coming home, propping your feet up, bitching about your job and seeing them for 5 hours a day. I fucking promise. The fourth thing you cannot get back in life is trust after it's lost. People always say, well, I didn't trust that person. You know, I lost trust. And then they try to gain it back and it's really never fully back. And it's unfortunate and it's sad. And we've all been there before where we've been let down. We've been lied to. We've been taken advantage of. We've all been there on the other side of the coin where we've let people down. We've lied. We've taken, like everybody's been on both sides of the coin sometime in their life somehow. And what we have to do is you know, be mindful of not tarnishing trust. When someone trusts you, that's important. When someone believes in you, that's important. Kids trust, your children trust you. Your spouse trusts you. You have to try, by all means, to not break that trust. Be honest, be upfront, be admirable. You know, make efforts. Show empathy and sympathy. Like, keep the trust going, because it's important. I've learned in this hardship that we're going through, I've lost friends that just fucking have their own little, you know, theories of what happened, which is so sad. So sad. I can't wait for the new video to come out. It's going to show a lot of what happened. It's going to be great. But, you know, there's always a his story, a her story, and a middle story, right? And people saw all the bullshit that I think Generac planted with a lot of the media out there and made it worse than it is. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm just saying they're the ones that have lost billions of dollars, and the CEOs lost hundreds of millions of dollars since we've closed. Those are facts. So, and we closed because of them. Those are facts. But I truly believe that, you know, when people don't trust you anymore, they don't believe in you anymore, you know, you've let them down. It's hard. And, you know, with me, like, I trusted Generac. I trusted their CEO. I trusted their leadership team and what they said they were going to do to make right their ownership. They were allegedly taking, hey, this is our fault, we'll fix it. It never happened. It's sad. People will put themselves in front of the situation for self-gain so many times, and that's not right. And, you know, I go back to, you know, people out there wanting to trust. I've lost friends over this that I can't trust anymore. They'll be like, you know, as I bounce back and things, you know, do things like, oh, hey, you know, I already know that you had your doubts of me and had this look at me, and it bothered my soul, and I don't trust certain people now. And it's sad because I had some good friends that now I can't trust them. But look, this show is about betting on you today, right? You need to believe in you, okay? You got to say it with me. I believe in myself. That's important. You could say it. I don't give a fuck if you're in a car. I don't give a fuck if you're at home. I don't give a fuck if you're at work. You just need to say, I believe in myself. When you look at yourself in the mirror, you need to tell yourself. Don't look at yourself down like, what's wrong with me? No. You need to tell yourself, I believe in you. Right in the mirror. I believe you can do this. I believe you're going to win the day. I believe you're going to conquer the hour. Very important to do that. Give yourself affirmations and believe in yourself. And listen, those that don't believe in us, fuck everybody that doesn't believe in us. That's right. Fuck them all. That's F-E-A. Tom Brady said it best. Fuck them all. Okay? Because we aren't going to go out and become the best versions of ourselves and conquer our goals. We're going to go out and inspire other motherfuckers to do the same. Okay, we're not going to go through this world letting these fucking people stop us from doing what we want to be, the best version of ourselves. We're not going to listen to people telling us negative shit, because that shit needs to die down and not let that shit poison you. Okay, we're going to spend less energy on those fuckers, and we're going to focus on our growth and the growth of those around us who want to grow with us, not against us. We push this and we can help the world change. Let me say that again. Spend less energy on those fuckers out there that don't believe in you. Fuck them all. F-E-A. Focus on your growth and the growth of those around you who want to grow with you and not be against you. Together, we can push this and we can help this world change, because that's what needs to happen. People are going to have to step up or step out, and that's not happening enough. They're not stepping up enough. They're not doing what they need to do. You know, I think if you sit down and you think of this FEA mentality, fuck them all mentality, it's like, I can't make everybody happy, right? I don't sell ice cream and sherbet. And I always joke with my wife, I'm like, look, there's going to be a day that I'm going to sell ice cream and sherbet, so I make everybody happy. But then you'll have some assholes be like, well, it's not sugar-free. Like, you can't make everybody happy. But this fuck them all mentality, F-E-A, I love it, like, fuck them all. You wake up in the morning, you have that mindset, and you tell yourself, I believe in you. Motherfucker, you are great. You are a sexy son of a bitch that's going to conquer the world today. You're a badass motherfucker that's going to win the day. You are the fucking bomb. You have to, like, that's how I talk to myself. Some of you might be like, look, I love you, you're great, you're a good person, and keep it up, I love you. Like, and maybe that's your way. My way is like, you motherfucker, you. That's you, motherfucker. You going to step up and be like, what? Like, you going to kick its ass today. That's how I do me. You got to do that. That's how you get to the, like, you have to give yourself those affirmations and be excited and pumped up and get those juices flowing. But you have to really believe in yourself. Now, a quick word from our sponsors. And then when them motherfuckers are talking shit, and they will, and them motherfuckers are hating, and they will, it could be family members that are blood related that think they're entitled. They're not. Relationships go both ways. And they're fucking hating. They will. Fuck them all. F-E-A, bitches. Fuck them all. Tell them to fucking fly a kite. Tell them to fuck off. Tell them you ain't got time for this shit. Tell them you're only about fucking positive vibes and crushing the world, conquering the hour, and winning the fucking day. And if they're in your way, to get the fuck out of your way and fuck them. There's no reason to sit here and fucking play tennis with assholes and waste your time. And what I mean by tennis is, what about this? Well, da-da-da-da. Well, and engage. You know, all these haters out there write all this fucking horrible shit all the time about people. And they write a lot of horrible shit about me. And I've been guilty of engaging with those motherfuckers sometimes, and that's horrible. I just need to be like, F-E-A, fuck them all. And I tell my wife, don't engage. She's like, it hurts my feelings. I said, that fucking hurt my feelings. Fuck them. We're not even on the same level. They're not even on the same fucking universe. If they're wasting their motherfucking time following my shit and writing negative shit, not trying to get positive shit out of it, I'm winning. You know why I'm winning? Because they're not growing. They're too worried about what the fuck I'm doing, and they're just not growing. And that is fucking flattering, that you're going to waste your whole motherfucking day hating and watching me, yet you keep watching me, but you hate me. You keep watching me, but I feel like fucking Floyd Mayweather. I'm going to pay to watch a motherfucker lose. He's a marketing genius. Shouts to Floyd. Like, holy shit. But the people out there that get something from it, and you guys message me, and I appreciate it. Hey, I love your podcast. I love your book. This has changed. This gave me an opportunity. I fucking went and crushed it. I didn't get scared. I took a chance. You know what I mean? The fucking, there's stairs, no elevator. Like, I get it all. You know, be a buffalo, not a cow. I get people hitting me up all the time. And for that, thank you, because that makes me feel warm inside that this is all making a difference. And what I do and I'm trying out there is working. And that's important. When it helps one person, I'm fucking happy. But all those fucking haters, like, fuck them all. Like, dude, I still, in a weird way, it's like, the motherfuckers still want to, that person fucking hates me, doesn't want to get anything from me, but still watches me all fucking day. I see you watching me on my Instagram story. Motherfucker, I see you. You ain't invisible. I see you watching me on my face. I ain't gonna lie. I don't even look at my Instagram story, Facebook story. I got thousands of people watching. I don't look at it. But if I did, motherfucker, I see you. And when you're hating and you're wasting your time and you're spending energy, fuck them all, man. I don't give a fuck about you. You don't see me on your page hating, watching what you did or didn't do, because I'm worried about me. I stand in the mirror and I say, you know what? I'm betting on you, Jason. I believe in you, Jason. I'm going to fucking win with you, Jason. I'm going to conquer the hour. I'm going to win the motherfucking day, Jason. I'm going to go out and crush it today, Jason. I'm going to fucking drop these 50 push-ups right now, Jason. Like, yeah, tell yourself that. Today is the first day. I used to do a lot of cryotherapy. And I'm going to take some water real quick. Fuck. Been ranting. So I used to do a lot of cryotherapy in Detroit. And I don't do as much as I used to now. I got a place up here I go to in Cornelius that's pretty good. But I don't go all the time. I wish I did. But it's so fucking, like, you go in there, it's so fucking cold. It's minus 270 degrees. Your balls fucking shrink. Everything feels like it. Just, it's fucking bad. It's just not a good time. And I just don't even know if I want to go alone anymore. But lately I've been going with my son, Christian. And I pick him up from school and I'm like, hey, you want to go fucking cryo? He's like, no. He just got done basketball practice. I'm like, all right. And he's like, fine, we'll go. I'm like, you sure? He's fucking cranky. Yeah, I guess. And I'm talking to him. He's like ignoring me. Got his headphones in. He's aggravated. He had a shitty day at school. You know, he's tired from fucking basketball. He's hungry. Now I'm going to take his ass to go to cryo. I bought him, you know, this gum. He's chewing it up. He didn't even say thank you. I'm like, the fuck's wrong with you? No. He's just chewing it up. All right, whatever. So we pull up to cryo. It's about 20 minutes later. And we pull up to cryo, and I'm like sitting here like, dude, do we really want to go in? Because we've done it before. And he's like, it's so cold, huh? I was like, yeah, dude, your balls shrink. He's like, dude, they like go up in your stomach. It's my 12-year-old. Yes, that's our conversation. So sorry, not fucking sorry. And I'm like, well, let's go do it, dude. Let's go become, you know, frozen. Let's go. And so we walk in there, and I'm like, I'm just dreading it. And then when we get in there, what's cool is it's like minus 260 degrees or something for 3 minutes. And he's got headphones on and I got earbuds in. And, you know, I said, well, what are you going to listen to? He's like, I'm going to do Limp Bizkit. I said, well, fuck, I'll do Limp Bizkit too. What song? He said, Rollin'. I said, well, fuck, I love that song. Let's go. So we both picked it. I had the lady hit it at the same time play. So I had it in my AirPods, because they can only do one headphones. We go in. Now, this cryo is like a big machine where two people can sit in the thing. And it's already negative 260. You walk in, the whole fucking thing's ice. You got to wear slippers and shit. You got a robe on. You get in, you close the door, you take your robe off, and then you're in your boxers. If you're a girl, you're in your bra and panties, right? And you're fucking, you got 3-minute countdown where this room has to light up all the way up in a box. And when it gets to blue all the way around, your 3 minutes is up. So you can see it just, you know, going from white to blue as it goes. We're taking our robes off. We're singing, yeah, rolling, rolling, rolling. We're doing all the Limp Bizkit shit. And it's fucking cold. And this is the first time that he didn't wear a mask. Now, I'm not talking about a mask for COVID, guys. Like, that's not me. Sorry. Maybe that's you. That's not me. That's not my kids. I'm talking about a mask, you know, to cover up because it's so cold when the air goes in your nose, right? You wear a beanie, but he likes to wear the mask so the air doesn't freeze his nose hairs or, you know, just get in there. And he's like, I don't have a mask. I'm like, you're going to be fine. And he's like, I could see his eyelashes, his eyebrows are getting frozen. We're talking. And I'm like, so we start playing hands, you know, boom, boom, boom. And that stimulates our mind to not think about the cold. And I'm being for real. Like, the first 30 seconds was like, holy fuck. We start playing hands and paper, scissors, rock, shoot, and all this shit. Fucking 3 minutes was nothing. We got out. I was cold. I was like, that wasn't even that bad. And he gets out. He's giggling and laughing. I'm like, what is wrong with you? I mean, completely different kid. Was this complete asshole when I picked him up. Angry at somebody at the basketball court. Frustrated with his French teacher. Struggling. Had a rough day at school. You know, he's just grumpy and cranky and hungry like a normal 12-year-old growing boy would be. To laughing and giggling after cryo. And I'm like, what's wrong? He's like, so cold, man. My nipples and my nuts. Oh my God. But oh my God, it's like making me laugh. I don't understand. And it's making him laugh because the endorphins are through the roof. It's making him laugh because it hit that point to where he just exuberates energy and excitement and happiness. I mean, that's what that does. Like, I'm not, they should pay me to fucking promote cryo. I'm just saying. That's what it does. That's why I'm addicted to it. I love it. It gives you the endorphins you need to be like, fuck yeah, I'm going to conquer that day. And I bet on you, Jay. I'm on this. Let's go. Right? Brings me to today. So today, I've taken cold showers, but not really. Like, I get in the shower. I've got a bougie-ass shower. You put the temperature on 109 degrees, 110 degrees. Shit's hot. I'm like, oh, fucking relaxing. It's like being at a spa. This is fantastic. I'm doing my shit. Lo and behold, he's got me going, hey, you got to take your cold shower at the end. So I go from 110 degrees to fucking ice cold. You just go, it goes into the low 80s and then it says cold. And it is fucking, I'm like, oh, and I'm breathing. And I'm breathing. I'm wiping real fast. I've only been able to do that like 50 seconds. And then I just got to turn it off and I get out and I'm like, holy shit. And my body feels frozen. Today I tried something different. I'm pretty wired today. Today, after yesterday's day at cryo, and he did it without a mask, and we did level 4, which is the coldest, for 3 minutes. We're like, shit, yeah, and we're laughing, having a good time. This time, I said, you know what, in inspiration and motivation from him yesterday, he takes cold showers every day. That's what also inspires me. He's like, he doesn't even believe in a hot shower. We go out on vacation, he doesn't take a hot shower. We're at a hotel, he doesn't take a hot shower. He's at home, he takes a cold shower every time. 4 or 5 minute cold shower, washes his hair, conditions his hair, washes his face, washes his body, sits there and lets it beat on him till his beeper goes off. You know, he's a phone, not his beeper's phone, it makes an alarm sound after 4 or 5 minutes. He gets out and like he's refreshed as shit. Ice cold every day. This is what this kid does. Like, I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? So I'm inspired this morning. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to kick today's ass. I'm going to conquer the hour. Okay. I'm going to win the day. And I'm going to bet on you, Jason. Betting on you, baby. So I fucking turn the shower on and I'm going up and I go, fuck that. I bring it down to cold. I'm like, yeah, you got this. I'm betting on you. And I get my towel and I throw it, take my vitamins that are chewable vitamins. I'm getting ready to go. And then I'm like, shit. All right, I got to go in here. Fuck. Why am I doing this again? Shit. What is wrong with me? No one could see. Fuck it. I bet on you. Let's go. And I just go in there and say, fuck it. And I close the door and I go in there. Ice cold shower. It doesn't even feel as bad as when I have it super hot, go to cold because the body's in shock. It's fucking cold. But I'm like, holy shit, I'm breathing. But I'm like, this is manageable. Oh my God. And I have a routine. Like, I brush my teeth. Then I wash my hair. Then I condition my hair. I always go from top down. Then I wash my face. Then I wash my body. Right? So like, I'm like to the face, and I'm like, I got this shit. I'm not even thinking about the cold. I'm like, damn, I'm pretty good at this shit. And I'm going, the water's just pounding my private areas and fucking hurting. Like, cold water doesn't feel good on a dude spraying you. Like, it fucking hurts. It's like fucking someone throwing rocks at your dick. Like, it's not good. And I'm like, oh my God, like, holy shit, this has to hurry. Like, this is bad. So I turn around, wash, I was like, oh my God. But finally, I'm probably in there 4 or 5 minutes like he is. And I get out and I'm like, I'm not on purpose. I'm fucking laughing at myself. True story. I get out and I'm like, oh my God, no one's up. I woke my son up. He's upstairs. My wife's sleeping. My other kid's sleeping. My other kid's at college. My other kid's at home. Like, nobody's up except me. He's in his room showering. I'm fucking laughing at myself. I'm giggling, like literally fucking giggling, like a little kid, like like giggling at myself. And I'm like, damn, that lasted like a minute of giggling. I said, holy shit, that's fucking amazing. So I put my deodorant on, get ready. I go out there and see my son. He's in there bebopping around. I'm like, hey, you ain't gonna believe what I did today. And I told him, and I told him I was giggling. He said, see, that's your endorphins. So I tell you that story so you can be relative of, you know, taking chances and betting on yourself, but you got to find these things that make you happy. You got to find these things that matter. I tell you that because I started with saying, you know, the time that you don't get back, and it sucks when you're not with your kids, but look, I work all fucking day. I get home late. Sometimes I don't even get home. They're in bed. But let me tell you something, like those moments that I have with him and those conversations I have, those are more memorable than coming home at 5 o'clock and fucking, you know, doing nothing till 10 and going to bed. So, you know, make those moments and memories matter, but you need to start looking in the mirror. And you need to start betting on yourself. You need to start giving yourself affirmations. You need to start telling yourself you're going to be great. You need to believe in that because you are going to be great. Everything you put out of that space and manifest, it can happen. You got to put it out there. You got to put it out there. The time is now for you to bet on yourself. So I want you to look in the mirror. I want you to tell yourself you're going to crush the day. You're going to win the day. You're going to conquer the hour. This is your moment. Nobody else's. This is for you. Sometimes you got to do for you. You need to focus on you. And you need to find things that make you happy to get through that. The struggles, the heartbeats. Like, I like cryo, or I like cold showers. Maybe there's something else you like. People like different shit. But the things that make you tick and make a difference, you need to focus on and step up on that. All right. So listen, thank you for subscribing. Thank you for following us. Check us out. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, CastBox, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. We got them all. Check it out. Have a great motherfucking day. Bam.